Clil 8, Exercise 1, page 126.
Fashion paints a thousand words. Frida Kahlo, 1907 to 1954, is one of the most famous artists of the 20th century. She was born at La Casa Azul, the Blue House, in Mexico City, and she lived there most of her life. As a child, Frida enjoyed drawing, but she was often ill and she spent a lot of time in bed. When she was 18, she had a bad accident and she had to stay in bed for months. She was bored and she started to paint pictures. She asked her parents to put a mirror above her bed so that she could see her own face and paint it. She said, "I paint myself because I am often alone and I am the subject I know best." Later, she became famous for her self-portraits. In 1929, Frida married another artist, Diego Rivera. At this time, she became very interested in traditional Mexican clothes. Frida started wearing traditional clothes and accessories when she realized that they told a story. For example, Frida's bracelets, earrings, and necklaces were like those the Mayans wore for centuries in Mexico. Also, she often wore a rebozo, a scarf, around her shoulders or in her hair. The Spanish brought these scarves to Mexico around 500 years ago, but the Aztecs gave them their bright colors. Frida wore these traditional clothes with European fashion to make a fashion that was completely her own. Her outfits were very colorful, and people were very interested in them. When she wore them on trips to the USA, her photo appeared in newspapers and magazines. In 1938, the famous Italian designer Elsa Schiaparelli even made a dress based on Frida's clothes. These days, Frida's fashion is as famous as her art. For her, there was no difference anyway. Her paintings and her clothes were both a way to show the world how she felt and what she believed.